This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah, what's our contact info?
I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It is TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we didn't get to do this on the last episode because we ended up talking a little longer than I thought we would about the situation with the listener and like their buddy trying to date their ex-booty call.
Yeah, if you didn't listen, you should, because we had a special guest give us his insight. You might know him from The Men's Room.
Steve the Thrill Hill.
Yes.
So Sarah, before we started podcasting today, because we do two a day on Wednesdays, we got into a weird conversation. I don't even remember how.
I'm honestly trying to think of how we did too, and I don't know. But we disagree.
Because I'm just like, okay, like it doesn't seem gross to me.
Oh, I know, because you were talking about a sweatshirt you have, and you said that you wore your sweatshirt to bed and then wore it to work.
One day, yes.
And I thought that was very strange.
Because I have pajama bottoms, because they're clearly pajamas because of the print on them. I have sweatpants, and I have, like, I don't wear leggings to sleep because I think they're a little too constrictive, because I don't like anything tight around my ankles when I'm sleeping, hence why I don't like wearing socks when I'm sleeping unless I'm cold and I have no other option. That being said, like, I'll sometimes wear, if I shower at night, I'll wear a t-shirt, and if it's clean, I'm clean. I didn't sweat, like, if I didn't have one of those sweaty nights, because I don't often have a sweaty night, I'll wear it the next day.
And I think that is so bizarre. And kind of grimy, honestly.
And then we got into the conversation of underwear, and I'm like, well, like, it's still clean, because it wasn't like I had explosive diarrhea all night.
But I think if you get a 6 to 8 to whatever hours of sleep, and you are wearing the same pair of underwear, it is not clean anymore to then continue on your day for however many more hours.
I feel like, for me, this is only when I shower at night. So if I'm showering,
yeah,
my hair's still wet,
and
I put clothes on.
You put clean underwear on. The underwear
shirt.
Is clean for your sleeping.
There's not an expiration date on my underwear, Sarah.
I think I'm shocked because Vicky is known as like a germaphobe, kind of. You've gotten better. I've never known you to be crazy OCD. Like,
not with...
I
have my tendencies. I don't like calling them OCD tendencies because I don't have OCD, because that's an actual medical condition, like a mental condition.
Yeah.
I've had people in my life who have it, and you can definitely see a difference in behavior.
But you're usually like, gross, you need to hand sanitize or that kind of thing.
Like, I have that with certain things, like animals. Like, I have to wash my hands because it's a weird thing that got built into my head when I was a kid.
Well, you always have hand sanitizer on you, even before COVID, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, almost always, yes.
Yeah, that it's like on your keychain. Like, you're very like... Mm-hmm. Don't want to have germs on you. You want to feel clean. So I was shocked that, because for me, I thought that's just like a normal thing. Like, whatever you sleep in, you don't wear it the next day because you've been sleeping in it the whole time. You're like getting sweaty or your body is doing whatever, like you're still in a bed just chilling for that amount of time. Whether you think you burn calories while you sleep. So something is happening and something is going on.
Well, I mean, your heart's beating, you are moving. There are times where I wake up sweaty Like when you have one of those nights, whether you have a nightmare or whatever, I'll definitely change my clothes. Or if I don't shower that night, like let's say I've been showering in the morning instead, in my head, it's like a 24-hour reset. And this is how it's always been. Like if I shower at 8 a.m., right?
Okay.
Or let's say 8 p.m., doesn't matter. For 24 hours.
So you could have the entire day in your work clothes, then go home and sleep the entire night in the same clothes.
Assuming they're like, if I came to work in like comfy clothes, like sweatpants or something.
Well, any type of clothes. Like as long as you're not breaking a crazy sweat. Like if you don't work out, like if you don't do anything physical. Like that, you think you can wear the same outfit and be totally fine for 24 hours?
Yeah, especially if I'm not going anywhere.
Including underwear?
Yeah.
And socks?
Well, I take off my socks. Like, I don't really like wearing socks unless I'm cold.
That's like, so weird to me.
That's like, it's interesting because in my head, like, it's clean. Like, it's still clean for 24 hours. And I don't know where that rule, I don't know if that was a thing. Like, it wasn't necessarily instilled for 24 hours, you're clean. Nothing like that. It's just always what's been in my head. So, like, when I wake up the next morning, like on the weekend, let's say I've been showering in the morning lately. I've been showering at 3 a.m. or 3:30 a.m.
Okay.
When I wake up. And then come Saturday, I wake up at 8 a.m. I feel so gross because it's like it's been more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
I need to shower now. So like in my head, like once it's past 24 hours, I don't feel comfortable anymore.
So you could easily just go home right now and chill and sleep.
And like in the shirt. Yeah. I'll probably change.
And in the underwear if you don't shower. Oh my God, that's so
weird. See, and I think it's weird, like, changing, like, unless you're doing something that, like,
I think makes sleeping your underwear, is, you're still in your filth. You're still.
I'm not filthy 24/7, especially if I just shower.
But you're
shower.
Still sleeping. Like, there's still, like,
by your
things
logic,
are
like,
happening.
Not as much, like, barely any, if any. I think it depends on everyone's biology. I know what you're trying to get at, and I'm trying to find a way to say it.
Things are still happening.
Like, you know, your normal bodily functions
are still happening. Yeah, when you're sleeping.
But you're also laying down, so they're not happening as much. Like
they're definitely still happening, though.
I mean, I think it's just difference in bodily functions, because mine not as much.
I still think that is so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't even know what to compare it to. I was going to say it's like morning breath. Like, you still need to brush your teeth in the morning.
You do brush your, like, your teeth are different than your underwear. Like,
no, but you still should change your underwear in the morning.
See, like, I only do that if I wear, like, my granny panties to sleep. Because I have, like, my day underwear sometimes, like, that doesn't have panty lines. But you don't want to wear that at night because it's like, sometimes you just want your granny panties.
Oh, man. So, I'm just curious to see if people...
Now I'm curious, because you're a person who doesn't typically, you don't like to wear underwear often.
If I can get away with it,
You don't. And I can't not wear underwear. I hate without, like, if I forget my underwear, let's say, for whatever reason, and I have to go commando, I hate it.
Yeah,
that being said, so do your leggings or your pants or whatever you're wearing, whether it's just whatever, like, during the day, do you not wear that again? And, like, your sweaters, are they a one-time use only?
My leggings, yes.
Leggings, yes. Okay.
Yes. If I don't, so I don't wear panties with like leggings or rarely ever sweatpants, but like I wear some type of either a thong or, you know, with like jeans because jeans,
not
commando, not very comfortable. And I'll wear jeans again, but because.
But even though you're wearing a thong, which is barely any fabric, your jeans wouldn't be dirty?
No, my thong covers everything.
But, like, what if you fart? It's still going to be, like, I don't know. I'm picturing, like,
no, I don't.
Blowing air through, like, a string of dental floss. Like,
my thongs, like, they protect what they're supposed to protect.
I need to look at these thongs. I'm still picturing the thongs from, like, the 2000s when all the girls wore them up, like, halfway up their backs.
The
Do you remember
tails.
Those? The whale tail. I totally forgot about that term.
Oh, God, I love the whale. Dude, I will, like, purposely pull up my thong, like, past my pants and, like, bend over and be like, hey, babe. Because I think it's so sexy. It's, like, so trashy, but it's so sexy.
I was going to say, it was 2000 sexy. It is 2020 trashy.
I love it, though. So if I had, like, a butterfly tramp stamp, it would be perfect.
Again, what year is this?
That's always trashy.
See, that was trashy then, and it's trashy now.
And I still love it, except I don't really like butterflies, but that's just like the one that I always think of.
I feel like, yeah, what else would you get a tramp stamp of if it wasn't butterflies, tribal, or some sort of like flowery like vines?
A flower. I feel like a lotus flower, I feel like, was really popular too.
I'm just picturing like just like a rose or a couple roses with like vines to kind of continue on the tramp stamp.
God, I love them. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you could always still get one, you know?
Okay, well... Whoa.
So that being said, we want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, because we are, I know she's shocked that I am so on like, one side of it, and I'm shocked that she is not on the same side.
See, I would have, it makes sense for me that Sarah would change her clothes often because she works out and she is, not to sound gross, but you're a sweater.
I am a very sweaty person.
You sweat profusely. Like when you sweat, you sweat.
Yeah, and I can, I mean,
like my brother's
can,
the same way.
I could sweat at any moment. Like, if I have just an awkward encounter or like I have to like meet someone at the coffee shop first, like
get clammy
in my back. Like that, I'm not really much of a face sweater, which is really nice because nobody knows how much I'm dying on. Like my body is sweating and like I'm pitting through my shirt, but like on my face is like pretty totally fine. So no one knows. And then I'm like, feel my back. Feel how sweaty, and they're like, "Oh, what the hell!"
Like when I do get sweaty, it does start on my back. Like I feel it going down,
drip
my back.
Down your ass.
But it's one of those like to get there. Like I'll get really warm, but I won't sweat yet.
I'm like getting sweaty just having this conversation. So like I feel my pits. Yeah, you're lucky though because I know sweating is super like healthy or whatever, but.
I think
it's
I just
really
need to drink more water then. Maybe that's what it means.
Actually, maybe.
My brother chugs a lot of water and he sweats, but he also runs like 7 miles a day. And that's like low. When he was training, it was like 13, 15
that
miles.
Absolutely horrible.
Oh, yeah, it does. It very much does.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Who's right on this one?
And I did pick out some stuff for you.
Oh.
I know you love these. What? Am I the a-hole?
Oh, I do love these.
This one I found a couple weeks ago and we just haven't had a chance to read it, but it blows my mind because like on the surface, when you just kind of hear it, you're like, okay, this you are the a-hole. This sounds crazy. But then when you start reading it, you're like,
oh,
maybe you're not. But you're I kind of wish I was there so I could really see it because obviously everyone kind of always makes it sound like they're better.
There's two sides to every story.
Exactly. So I think you're going to like this one. And I think it's going to make you sweaty and heated.
Oh, great.
Everything does, Sarah.
True.
So it starts off with, and I will say preemptively, that they were voted not the a-hole.
Oh.
So she says, am I the a-hole for telling my husband's colleague to stop bringing him meals that she cooks every day?
Okay.
So this is what it is. She's like, I'm a female, 35 years old, been married to my husband, Tom, who's 32 years old, for 3 years. So she's 2 years older than him. We recently moved to a new home about 4 months ago, and he started a new position at a private company and met new people who became friends with him outside of work.
All right,
cool.
Good.
Cool. His work colleague, we'll call Claire, is a bit intrusive and doesn't really respect boundaries. She brings meals to my husband at work pretty much every day and buys him stuff saying she does this with everybody. She bought him a keychain before then. He came home with a new tie and there wasn't even an event at the company or outside of it. My husband said she's just generous and has a good heart. She'd call him after work to ask what he would like to eat the next day. WTF.
The way you said that, the next day.
So for me, like when I first read it, I thought, oh, she had leftovers and brought it in. And maybe brought it to him because he likes, maybe he's a foodie and he likes it. Maybe she like offers it to other people. Nobody took her up on it. And so she brings the leftovers to him. But that's not what this happening here. She's specifically asking him what he wants.
Listen, I try to be as cool sometimes as I can. But even like crazy girlfriend vibes is coming out of me already. I already don't like this.
I don't like it at all.
Like, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Not okay.
I'd be like, oh, babe, nice keychain. Where'd you get that from?
Like.
In a tie?
Ugh. Unless, like, it was like, if, for example, like, would I buy something? Like, I've bought people random stuff before where I'm like, oh, I saw this and thought of you and it wasn't super expensive. I'll do that with people. But, like, unless it was, like, a very, like. Hey, you love SpongeBob, and this is a SpongeBob tie. Like, it's funny. It's more of a jokey, fun gift as opposed to, like, an everyday gift. Like, he'll wear it, like, every other day at work.
Yeah, and it's weird that, I mean, it's already so fresh. It's 4 months.
Yeah. So the next day he came home from work with her meal leftovers wanting me to try her cooking. I started getting uncomfortable and I wanted to meet her since I was told she's a good person. And what I found out was far from the truth. She saw me in the car with my husband and said hi in the meanest way imaginable. She kept asking me rude questions and made comments about my age.
Oh, because she's probably younger than you.
Well, because her husband's 2-3 years younger than her.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. So she's 35. Her husband's 32. So she's 3 years older than her husband.
So maybe this girl is around her husband's age.
Or even like 30 or something. Who knows? I tried to end the conversation and we left after that. My husband wanted to invite a few friends over for dinner since neither his nor my family lived nearby. And Claire was invited as well. She started talking about work and basically excluded me from the conversation, and it was rude, very rude, and then brought up my age again. I was getting uncomfortable and didn't say anything until she asked my husband what he wanted to eat the next day. I told her, thank you, but she shouldn't be bringing him meals at work. I thought it was inappropriate and not professional.
Yes, bitch, call her out.
She talked about him trying something new and her cooking background and stuff, and I told her, no thanks, but she disregarded my opinion. I got so mad at the blatant disrespect and told her to stop bringing him meals at work. She got upset, and then after the argument, she ended up leaving. My husband thinks I'm being rude to her and that I should apologize. But I refused because she was out of line completely, especially after being told no. He calls me controlling, but I don't see how that's true. So edit says to say that I so she wanted to when they say edits, it means that she's kind of adding to the story after.
Yeah,
the fact.
Like after. Yeah.
It's like to say that I cook as well during the week. So she also cooks during the week. So it's not like she never cooks. They eat out all the time. So it's like, oh, it's homemade cooking. I never get this.
Oh, are people commenting saying yeah. maybe she
don't. She's like, it's not like we don't eat fresh meals. So she's being openly disrespectful and rude. Like, because if it was something like, let's say you and George never cook, right?
Yeah. Well, like, he does. I don't.
But let's pretend you never cook. And it's like, oh, here's some homemade meals. Like, oh, I make homemade meals every day. Let me make some. Like, that would make a little more sense. But
no, I would still be pissed. No,
by a little more, like 0.001%.
Well, and people would be like, well, maybe you should get in that kitchen and start making stuff for your man.
Right.
Then.
So it's like, okay, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
The other one says, everyone I talked to thought it was strange behavior as well. It's not a common thing for a female worker to bring food to work. And of course, she isn't the only female worker at the company. And I can't find an explanation for this behavior and the point of it, aside from the fact that she's digging on him.
Yeah. And is she asking every one of her coworkers what they want the next day? I doubt it.
Oh, I think I would have been more like not passive aggressive, but like I would have like started the conversation with, oh, so you bring food to everyone at work?
She'd probably say yes.
It's like, oh, and then be like, oh, what's so-and-so's favorite food? It's like, oh, what other stuff? Like, do you ask them every, like, do you just happen to ask my husband every night what he wants and bring everybody that?
She'd probably be like, well, yeah, I mean, he's the one that, like, likes it the most. So she would totally right. come up with some, like, BS response.
Yeah, no, and then be like, oh, your other coworkers are here. It's like, what do you guys think of Claire's food?
It's so, that's so awkward.
All of it is awkward. There's no way around it not being awkward.
So you also think she's like out of line.
I think there's something
Claire.
Nefarious. She wow, wants to bang your husband.
Hey, I will say though, this puts the husband in such an awkward situation.
Yeah. And it's like either he's completely, there's a couple things that could be going on here. He's either really dumb.
And he's probably really dumb, honestly.
Or he secretly likes the attention.
And the food.
Yeah, like he likes the, like, somebody flirting with him and he likes the attention and he may really like her too, which is not a good thing. Or, you know, maybe, like, she's just that fake. Like, she's really good at, like, charming him and just being that big of an angel.
No, I think
her.
She likes him, for sure.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, she's charm, like, laying the charm on thick with him.
Oh.
So it's like, no, of course she's a nice person. Like, I could never imagine her being a mean person and then... This has proved it otherwise.
But it's like so weird now. Like, if she's like, I wonder if she continues to make the meals. Does he continue to eat them and just not tell like the wife or like there's so much that can happen in the workplace that obviously right. she's never going to know about. But then like.
And like, what does her husband say about the fact that she brought up her age? It's like, so you didn't think that was rude of her for her to do that?
Oh,
like,
man.
Do you not understand? Do you not see what she's doing? Here's the thing. If you are so dense that you don't understand how women
Whoa!
Like, some women are very, very catty. Like, they're very malicious. They'll go in with like a dagger to your side. It's not going to be a front-facing weapon. It's going to be like right at your freaking ribs.
Well, and a way to a man's heart is through food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really would not be okay with this. And like,
and it's different if it's like once in a while, like, hey, I brought food in for everyone, or well, I brought cookies.
Like, it's like my boyfriend just had a birthday last week, and his coworker, who's a girl, made him like homemade little cheesecake things and homemade cupcakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I understood that it's his birthday.
It's your birthday,
like
yeah.
Hell yeah, go for it. But if she did that, like, all the time, or like specifically just for him, or like homemade meals. And like, I'm not even gonna lie, I was like, well, Joey and I made you these coconut bars, you better like them better inside. Okay, yes, deep inside, because I'm crazy and I'm like,
at least you own it and you understand it.
Yeah, but I was like, it's your birthday, I get it. Like, Danny gets me like a bottle of wine usually, or whatever, from it. Like, I would never or why is he getting you a gift? Like, well, it's a celebration. But like,
right,
if Danny was getting me like wine every day, or like
every week, here's a bottle,
or that, it would be weird.
Yeah. But here's what some people responded. This person says, not the a-hole, but Claire and your husband are. Claire being rude to you and disrespectful to your relationship with your husband. Too many boundaries are being violated, but you have a bigger problem than Claire, your husband.
Ooh!
Your husband should have shut down this behavior ages ago. Instead, he encouraged it in allowing this woman to disrespect you. Even if like the food thing, he was being like, well, whatever, it's free food.
I honestly think he was stupid.
Yes, but the fact that she was rude, like when they were in the car together and she's just completely rude to her while she was trying to say hi to her, and then rude at the party, one excluding her, which I get like where it could see, like that's where it's like every side. She said, she said in this situation.
And it's like weird if you're literally having a party where it's all of their work friends and the only thing that
they're talking about is work stuff.
It makes sense. Well, that's the only thing they have in common.
Right. That makes sense to me. It's like, okay, maybe they weren't excluding you. Maybe you were just a little bit more, I don't want to say fragile. That's not the right word. But you are more
aware of it.
Yeah, more aware of any little thing. But the fact that she kept bringing up her age, I thought that was... like, the husband should have seen that. Like, nope, that's not okay.
That's so weird. I wonder even, like...
How old is this chick?
And how that kept being brought up.
Right. I'm like, what? How old is this chick? 26? Even if she's 30 and the chick's 35, I'm like, are you seriously...
That's a lot of... That's a difference, though.
Ugh,
like, 30... Yeah,
to 35, no, it's
yeah,
like, okay.
That's a big difference. Girl, my really good friend just turned 36, and I make hella fun of her. I'm like, damn, bitch, you like old.
Yeah, but you're not far behind, honey.
Yeah, but 7 years, that's like a big gap.
No, I'm talking like the 5 years.
Yeah,
though.
But like 30 to 35, that's like still a
There's a lot of stuff that go on, but it's not that big. Like, if you're dating somebody that's 35, it's not that weird.
Yeah, but if she's like, let's say she's like still in her 20s, and you're 35... That's, damn, you 35. Like, I'm in my late 20s now, and I'm like, damn, bitch, you 35. I would never say that.
Exactly, though. Like, the fact that you're bringing it up.
Well, that's why I'm like, how did she do that? I mean, either she totally sounded like an a-hole, or was it more like, oh, like, you watched Seinfeld. That was before my time. Like, I jokingly say like, that, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm curious. Yeah, I wish I knew how it was all said.
Because if it was super bitchy like that, I would hope he would have stood up for her.
Like,
but if it was something
like, come on, you're not that stupid, right? Hopefully. Not to mention your husband has been present when this woman has been rude to you and he has said nothing to defend you. Your husband was also invited her over to your house, even though he knows how you feel about her. You have a marriage problem, not a Claire problem, and your partner doesn't care how this is making you feel, and that's the main issue. Instead, he says that you're being mean to her. This is unacceptable, and you two really need to work it out on your relationship. If your husband respected and cared about you, he would be shutting Claire down and you wouldn't have to worry about her.
For the record, though, I don't think he could have had a work party and not invite her.
Right. That would have been weird.
Yeah, that would have caused a whole other line of drama and questions.
Other messengers said, not the a-hole. I'd find it extremely weird if another woman was consistently cooking for my partner specifically. And if one thing she likes to cook and bring food for everyone at the office, it's another to single him out, especially after you've communicated that it makes you uncomfortable. The fact that she would not let up... Like, let's say, like, subconsciously, it's like, oh, my God, I make this food and one person really loves it, so I'm going to bring it to them every day. And then if their wife's like, that makes me uncomfortable, I would immediately, assuming I didn't, like, you know, I didn't have a crush on him or something like that, I would be like, oh, my God, like, I'm making you uncomfortable.
What if you did have a crush on him?
Well, like, I wouldn't try to, like.
Would you continue to make that food for him?
I don't know.
And
if
make
I wanna,
him eat it on the down low?
I don't want to. Sorry, I was very distracted by how you said that. No, just because I'm like, I don't want to get into that drama with a married dude.
You're already in that drama.
I don't want to get further deep into it.
Yeah, so even if you liked him and whatnot, you would stop it.
Be like, okay, yeah. Like, if I found myself, like, liking a dude, it's like, okay, I need to go back to therapy and talk to my therapist.
It's just going to be so awkward now at the workplace. Like, yeah. Because even if I was, like, Claire, I would throw side comments like, oh, so your wife doesn't like my cooking. Or like, I'm just going to enjoy this meal that you can't have. Because your wife's a bitch. I'm saying if I was Claire.
Yeah.
This is if I was the mean guy. Which I would never be because I'm an angel. But I'm trying to put myself in her shoes.
Right.
I would never be Claire. I don't Rick and cook.
Someone else said, not the a-hole. Your husband obviously likes the attention because you've told him you're uncomfortable with it. And although he claimed he'll talk to her about it, he clearly didn't since she's still making him food and calling him asking what he wants to eat. Plus, he straight up let her openly disrespect you multiple times. When you said something back, he came to her defense instead. Oh, no. He needs to get his priorities right. I was trying to say they wrote it. He needs to get his priorities right and figure out if he wants a serious marriage or if he wants to continue entertaining girls. Not the a-hole. There is a line that she crossed, that she long crossed. Not the a-hole, but you do realize your husband is having at minimum, an emotional affair with this woman.
Oh, that's...
that's worse.
I don't think so. I think he's just stupid and likes food. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't...
I think it's a little bit... like, I think he's stupid and likes food, but also on a, like, a... you know, who doesn't like attention, especially if the person is attractive? Like, yeah. When I've been in, like, when a guy that's super, like, I consider out of my league compliments me, it's like, okay. Even if I'm not necessarily, like, wanting cool. to, like, date him or anything like that, I'm like, okay.
Well, I think that's, like, anyone that's just awesome. Getting a compliment and stuff.
But in a sense, like, this is him getting complimented. Like, he's getting something out of it. Like,
he's getting free food and a free tie and a nice keychain.
That better be a nice-ass keychain.
A nice keychain. I think
gold-plated.
I hope he really takes what his wife is saying into consideration, because I honestly do think guys are sometimes just stupid. And guys aren't nearly as sensitive as we are. Like, age comments don't affect guys. They don't give two Fs about right. it. Like, if roles were reversed, if some guy was, like, bringing me baked goods every day. My man would be like, damn, bring me some. You know? Like, he wouldn't be like, oh, I'm so jealous. Because like guys are way chiller than us.
It's a weird...
A lot of them are.
It's a territorial thing. Like, women are... like, I love watching women try to mark their territory. Like, whether or not, like, they see me as a threat or I'm watching them who they perceive as a threat, quote unquote.
Ooh.
So, for example, I had hooked up with this dude.
Let's name him... Rocky.
Okay.
The microphone says Rock. That's the best I got.
Thinking on your toes, Sarah.
Thank you.
So I hooked up with Rocky.
Okay.
And there was this other girl who I know he had hooked up with because she would post about, like, hanging out with him. He's very, like, I know he's hooked up with a lot of chicks.
Felicia.
Okay, Felicia. He's hooked up with plenty of chicks. He's a good-looking dude, and we're just... buddies. When people are like, would you date him? I'm like, ha! No.
But you screw him.
Like once or twice every now and then.
Okay.
It's like it's a treat, if you will, for us. And it's a very you know who this person
like
is.
Like, it's a treat for you?
For both of us.
Because it's so good?
There's a lot of different levels involved into this that I don't want to.
Oh, you guys do some kinky stuff.
Yes and no, but it's like emotionally not in a heart, like, lovey kind of way. It's emotional, like, mental and emotional needs are met.
Oh, okay. He fulfills all the things. He touches you, cuddles you, rocks your boat.
But sometimes it's just like, let's just bang. Like, I remember once leaving, I'm like, I don't think we made out once. It was like, let's get it on.
But either way, it's fabulous.
It's a good time. And it's like something that we don't do often just because life, and I feel like it would make it less special.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. So this is like right after we had hooked up the very first time, before I kind of realized what the game plan was, if you will, like what our quote unquote relationship from then on out was going to be like.
Oh, okay. Like, after you found out he was kind of a hoe.
Yeah, like, I kind of assumed he was, but I was just like, for me, like, when I have a bang buddy, I want to bang all the time.
Yeah.
And then I'll have my break, then maybe I won't talk to you for a couple months, and then I'm like, let's bang, like, all the time for, like, a week or two. And then I'm good. But that's not how he operates. So I'm like, all right, fine. That works for me. I'll find another dude to bang in the meantime.
You need to be like him and get on his level and just have multiple bang dudes.
Right. But the thing is with him is that I noticed that with these women, they think that even though they're bang buddies, they think they're dating. Mm. And I can tell because they post and tag him, or they used to. This was many years ago, this part. They would tag him in pictures and like on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. And I was like, they're acting very relationshipy, or like she thinks they're very relationshipy. And like I'd ask him about it. It's like, no, we're not dating. Like, I got her a present for Christmas because she just happened to be around Christmas. So I felt like I had to.
I do not like this guy.
Oh, no. She posted about it. Like, oh, look at my Christmas present. Like,
yeah, because he probably hasn't made it clear to her what they actually are.
Probably not. But I'm like, you made it clear to me. Like, or maybe I'm just not that. Or either.
Did he get a gift for you for Christmas, though?
We weren't banging around Christmas.
Yeah, but if he did, that sends mixed signals.
That'd be weird to me. Yeah.
That would be weird. Then you would. Yeah. Then your heart would be like, wait. What? And if they already think they're dating and then they got a gift.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I think it's
I would post about
weird.
It too.
Like if we're like I have homies where like I'm like, like I banged you and they did get me gifts for like my birthday and Christmas and stuff.
But you've had that conversation and that fine line drawn.
Like with him and I, we've had that conversation. I don't know if he's had this conversation with these other girls or at the time, because this was also a while back. I don't know what the hell he's doing nowadays. That being said, on this occasion, it was after we hooked up the first time, they had a house party at the house he lived at, and I'm watching her, because I'm really good at reading people and what their intentions are. She's cleaning, like, it was towards the end of the night, so she's cleaning, and so she's making it very obvious that she knows where everything is.
Oh.
So she's putting stuff away, and, like, she knows exactly what cabinet it's going, but the way she's moving about herself, like, she's just like, oh, ask me where anything is. Like, oh, do you want something to drink? She'd go to the cabinet and grab something. Like,
oh, it's like she, like, pretended she lived there pretty much.
Yes.
Like, she was a hostess, too.
Yeah, she was hosting, even though that's not her house and wasn't her party. She
apparently
started,
wasn't even her boyfriend. She did not know, though.
No. This wasn't the present girl. This was another girl. This guy's a hoe. Which, funny enough, you actually know this girl, too. But that's for off mic.
You guys don't get to know?
No. It gets messy. But that sort of thing. Like, women will mark their territory. She was marking it so she knew. Like, hey, I know where everything is. I've been here before. I know him. Like, that's... Even though she's not saying it, she's by the way she's presenting herself, the way she's moving around, that is exactly what she's trying to show to the world. On another occasion with, like, my regular bang buddy, you know, RIP, because he's in a happy relationship. Actually, I'm really excited
for him. I'm so happy for him.
I actually really am, because he actually needed a...
But Vicky's not getting her loving, so not that happy.
I'll find it somewhere else. I mean, I can be bummed out and like for myself and excited for someone else at the same time.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yes. Anywho, that's what I keep telling myself. That being said, I think I might have shared this before on the podcast, and I love this story because it cracks me up. Because after this happened, like he had drunkenly told me once, he's like, "You're my favorite out of all my bang buddies," at the time.
I'm like, I do not like this guy.
Out of all my friends,
get him. He probably told everyone that.
And I'm just like, well, why? Because he was drunk. I'm like, why do you say that? And he's like, because you know what this is. You're not expecting us to go on dates. Like, we'll hang out. And sometimes, like, we'll pay for each other. Like, he's paid for me. I've paid for him. But it's usually, like, we each pay for ourselves. Like, we know where the line's drawn. And we're not trying to, even though, like, sometimes somebody could say, look, this is all I can give you. I can't give you anything else. We can't be in a relationship. I just don't want that. Or I don't see myself, you know, this continuing, but we can, if this is still something you want to like continue doing, hooking up, we can, but the line's drawn and other people, male or female, will try to like cross that line and like blur it and be like, oh, well, I know we're just bang buddies, but I made you this present or I made you food or I this or that. So they start trying to blur it, like try to get you into that zone that you didn't want in the first place. Thinking, I can change his mind, or I can change her mind.
Well, and it being very confusing and mixed signally if he's giving gifts too. Like, right. You guys have to have a very clear line about it. And if anyone starts blurring it, then you ditch that person. Obviously, right. They weren't important enough for you to have a relationship with them or whatever.
Right. With this guy, like, it was very obvious, like, we wouldn't, like, kiss in public or and stuff, like, this particular
guy. It was very obvious you guys were both booty calls to each other.
But we, this
and
one,
you
like,
turned the feelings off because they like couldn't be on.
This guy, this is, like, what I had talked about in the previous episode of our podcast was the difference between a booty call and friends with benefits. This guy, the first guy was a booty call. This guy was a friend with benefits because we would go to the movies together. We would come over and we would watch, like, TV series together and we'd have, like, no sexual content. Like, content. No sexual contact. Words. We kept it, you know, that way. And then we would actually ask each other, like, hey, like, I would text him, like, hey, I'm looking to hook up tonight. Do you want to hook up? Are you free? Like, it was very obvious, like, hey.
Do you want to be friends today? Or do you want to be friends with
benefits
today?
Can we also have sex? Like, I'm down for some sex tonight. How about you? You down? that sort of thing. So in this one occasion, we go out. I go see his band play. I know everybody in their band because I'm friends with all of them.
Oh, was this the bitch that, like,
yes,
was like, hey.
So there's this girl, and I'm watching her, the way she's acting, and, like, she's very fangirly, acting like she really knows everyone, like, trying to mingle and what's the word? Yeah, I guess mingle with everybody.
Yeah, become friends, friendly.
But acting kind of like, you know, not that she runs the bitch, but, like, like, okay.
I know somebody that knows somebody.
Like, it's like, I know the band. So she, like, come, like, we're, you know, standing next to each other. And she's just like, so, you know, who do you know in the band? I'm like, oh, I know all of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they've all been to my house to play board games. Like, we hang out. And so the way she starts talking, like, yeah, I'm friends with so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And, like, the way she's all, like, cheering, like, extra hard at the band. I'm like,
okay. She loves him.
I'm like, calm down. They didn't even have sex. Like, I later found out because I was giving them so much crap.
You don't have to have sex to really like someone and be really interested and, like,
they, I mean, she was really, like, interested, yes.
And really think it's going to go somewhere or really think they're dating.
Well, like, I think they had only gone out, like, on two dates prior or something. And so they weren't, obviously, if they were seeing each other, but they weren't official or anything like that. So
were they even exclusive?
No, because I was still hooking up with him on occasion. And I know he was hooking up, like, went out with somebody else. Like, he was actually having sex with either of them because I kept making fun of him. Because I'm just like, dude, you were banging that chick, weren't you? Because that's how we're homies. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
you're getting it. It was obvious.
And it's like, dude, I didn't even have sex with her. I'm like, well, that sucks. It's like, yeah, she quote unquote broke up with me because she found out that I was seeing somebody else too, like talking to somebody else too. And he's like, we're not exclusive. If we're exclusive, I'm not going to talk to anybody else.
Nobody talks to anyone about anything. Like, now dating is like nobody, everyone is dating anyone else. Like, and I'm such a person, like, we need to communicate this. Like, when I started dating my boyfriend, I was very upfront. I was like,
how soon did you have this conversation?
Oh, within like a week or two.
Okay. Are you banging or are you going out? Because give us the timeline.
So we banged the first night we met. Well, we tried to kind of, who knows, we blacked out. Then we went out a few days later, maybe two, 3 days later. Then we, like, hung out for like a weekish, maybe. He asked,
like, how many times in the week did you hang out?
Gosh, I have actually, not, like, no idea.
Not including the drunken night.
The drunken night. We hung out, I don't know, we hung out on a Tuesday, and I think maybe then we hung out that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me several times before, like, he asked me to be his girlfriend when we were drunk, and I told him, like, I'm not going to agree to be your girlfriend because I'm currently dating somebody else, and I need to break it off with that person if I'm going to commit to you. So I told him, like, up front, like, hey, this is what's going on. And he was very much like, yeah, I'm not surprised you're hot. And I was like, huh, thank you. And then I was like, wait a second, are you dating anyone?
So were you technically cheating on the other guy?
No, it was like it was like dating, like,
seeing
each other. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We weren't exclusive, the other guy.
Gotcha.
No.
That's what I wanted to confirm.
But I didn't want to be exclusive with anyone.
While you were, while quote unquote, still seeing
still
somebody.
Still seeing with somebody else. Yeah.
So you weren't going to ghost the other guy and just start dating this guy exclusively.
No, that's, you know, that's not my, I don't know.
No.
I would hate if that happened to me. So I was like, I'm not going to commit to you because I'm still dating this other guy. Like, I feel like that's wrong on him. That's wrong for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I was very open because I wanted
to tell the other guy about your now boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
So I wanted to, like, because I never wanted to be in a relationship unless I knew that I wanted to be in a relationship with
you didn't
that
want
person.
To just jump into it.
Exactly. Like the other guy had wanted to be exclusive with me. And I told him I didn't want that.
You weren't feeling it.
No, I mean, I was feeling like, you're fun. Like, you're young. Let's hang out and be homies and bone and have a good time. But, like, I don't want anything serious with you.
Right.
So we already knew that. And then when I met J-Rubs, I was like, okay, like, let's give this a little more time. Let me see if I actually want to commit to you. Because I kind of felt like, I'm not just going to call you my boyfriend, make it Facebook official.
And then two weeks later, break up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. But I was open with, like,
all
everyone
of
about it. But I feel like nowadays nobody talks, like, you're dating, you're not dating. What does dating mean? Does that mean you're dating multiple people? Does that mean you're dating just one person? Are you exclusive at all? Like, it's just, and nobody talks.
It's so tricky because I feel like if you are honest about anything you want, like at least on the girl perspective, I feel like as somebody who's been technically single for 7 years, I've gone out with people and like more than seeing, but like the dating side, but not what I call Facebook official, where like, hey, mom and dad, this is my boyfriend, or hey, friends, this is my boyfriend. Like, no, I haven't had a guy called my boyfriend in a very long time.
In the 7 years.
In the 7 years. But I have had like connections with people and like we saw each other for a few months and it just, for whatever reason, like we're like, you know what, this is just not meant to be right now.
Yeah. So you were like, but there multiple people? Like, could there have been multiple people in those people?
Yes. Like, there could have been, like, where if one little thing was different, like, they would have been my boyfriend, kind of a thing.
Okay. So it was never, like, exclusive. Never just you Mm-mm. and that other person. Okay. So they could have been seeing other people. You could have been seeing.
There's
okay.
some where I know for sure they were seeing other people because there was a time where, like, we were trying, like, it's very, very weird to explain. I accidentally, on purpose, got into a poly relationship.
Accidentally on purpose.
So
you knew about it. You thought you'd be cool about it.
It was one of
those. But then you didn't actually practice.
So he was my friend. We had been friends for a long time, but it wasn't somebody I would see or talk to on a regular basis. I was like, I'd see him once or twice a year, like either at a, like nerdy stuff, like conventions and stuff. And we would hang out. We all get drunk in a group together. And it was always a blast just to talk to him and to hang out. But he was, you know, he was older than me and he was in a relationship for like almost 20 years.
Hella older than you.
Yeah. Well, he was like 11 years older than me.
That's than a decade.
Yeah. So he, like, they ended up splitting up because she cheated on him.
What a bitch.
And so it was just super random, like, the turn of events. Like, he found out she cheated on him, like, a couple days before, like, my birthday.
Mm.
And so he said, happy birthday. I'm like, how are things going? You know, like,
he's
haven't
like,
talked
well,
to you.
Well, actually.
It's like, not so great. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, oh, it's actually interesting that I have you. I'm going to be up in your area and I'm going to be there for a couple hours. I need to kill time because I didn't want to get stuck in traffic. Could you tell me where I could go to kill time? He's like, funny enough, I don't work on that day. I can come meet you and we can, you know, just catch up. And that's where it started. So
you got him hot after him finding out his wife cheated on him.
And so that being said, I was like, we ended up hooking up. Like, yeah, once they decided they were going to get a divorce, we ended up hooking up, like after a fun drunken night. And it was actually really fun. And we clicked and we vibed and like we were already friends. And so it started kind of going down that path. But my head, I was like, I do not want to be your
rebound
because yeah. I don't want to start getting attached because I noticed that we started both kind of getting attached and he said the L word first. Yes,
he said he loved you.
Yes.
How long after?
I don't remember. This has been many years too.
But
it was one of those, like, you know when you feel that chemistry, like that passion, like awesome. Super hard, like real quick. I was like, okay, but you've never even, like, this is how long ago he hasn't dated. Like, he's like, Tinder and all that was way before my, or way after my time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need you to go date. Because at this time, like, I still hadn't had those feelings yet for him. But I'm like, you need
you
to
hadn't
go
date. After he said I love you?
No, this was, I think, before he said that. So give it a couple weeks. I'm like, you need to go on Tinder. You know, I think we should see each other all the time. Before this kind of graduates into something else, I need you to, like, go on Tinder and do all those things. Like, go bang other people. Because I don't want to be a rebound and then get heartbroken later on, right?
So what did he say to that?
He's like, okay.
Okay, like, so he wasn't like, no, like, I really, really like you. Like,
No, he's like, I'm just like, nope, this needs to be it. Because obviously, like, he was still hurting. He was still trying to figure himself out. And I'm like, this is just fun for me. And then he starts banging other people. And at first, I was like, cool. Like, can you tell me about them? And it was totally fine. But as time went on, he said the L word. And then I started to feel those things. I realized, I was like, I can't hear you talk about these people anymore. Like, I was totally cool when I didn't care about him. Like, in that sense, when I didn't.
How many months did it take, do you think, of, like, him banging other people and then you realize, like, oh, wow, I don't like this anymore?
I think we started kind of hooking up in September, and I think come February is when we broke it off. So it happened real quick.
So
I think it probably come December.
So he was hooking up with other chicks for, like, 2 months.
2-3 months, yes.
And then were you ever like, so, I think you've had your fun. Now, well, do you still love me and I am number one?
Well, that was the problem. Or there was a problem in that sense because I'm just like, because he kept talking about this person. I'm like, hey, I need you to stop talking about these people. I don't want to know. Like, I thought I can handle it, but I'm not. And I'm coming to you in a very, I'm communicating with you. Like, this is making me feel uncomfortable.
Did you tell him you, like, loved him now, too?
Yeah, at this point, yes. Like, once I started feeling... And it wasn't something, like, we would say to each other all the time, but, like, we knew.
Okay.
Like, we had said it once or twice, and it's like, okay, we just didn't want to bring it up because it... I don't know. It just felt weird, like, because you are seeing other people.
Did you not want to bring it up?
What, like, the L word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get weird, too, about it.
Okay, so you got weird about it.
Yes. Like, I mean, we would say it on occasion. But, you know, when you start dating somebody and you're, like, and you say the L word and you're just like, love you, like, it's all the time.
All the time.
But for me, I was very, like, I only have but a few of these. I can only sprinkle them in conversation every now and then. Like, I felt like I had to, like, not say it as often. I don't know why, but that was just my thinking at the time. So it came down to where he only had one other partner, and I asked him point blank, and I told him, like, look, I can't do this. Like, I thought the idea of a poly relationship makes sense, but I've never been in one, and now that I've kind of been in one, I don't like it.
You told him all that.
Yes.
You told him, like, I can't do this because I have very strong feelings for you.
Right, and I want it to just be you and me.
Ooh, good. That is such communication.
Right. And I'm just like, I've been like working this out in my head, thinking like I thought, like logically makes sense, but my heart's telling me no.
But I'm a jealous bitch.
Exactly. And yeah. So I asked him, like, so what's the deal? Because you say you love me, what's going on? He's like, if I'm being 100%, like, I'm like, what is your ideal future? And I told him, like, look, if this were to work between us, I could see us, you know, eventually moving in together, you know, doing all of the like... coupley stuff that, you know, you dream about,
like getting married and having kids and stuff.
And he was very like, it's one of my weird superpowers. I have a weird ability of getting guys that don't want kids to want kids.
Oh, he never wanted kids.
No, he had a vasectomy, and he's like,
oh
yeah. But then he, like, there were times where, like, the idea of it, like, kind of like you could see it in his face, like, that actually sounds like it would be nice.
Like, okay, he would. This guy is not for you, Vicky.
No. There's a reason we broke up, or broke it off, because then I was like, what do you want? He's like, I know it's out of the ordinary, but I really do think the poly lifestyle is for me. And honestly, I don't know if he's still poly or not, because he's still with the chick.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if they bang other people still or not, because I know that they themselves, like, she would bang other people too.
So he, yeah, but, so she was a poly, very poly too.
Yeah, so he said my dream, like, if I could pick out how I wanted to work, that we all three would live together and we would, like, make it work, the three of us, which works for some people, not for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to make it sound like it's me or her, but it's me or her.
Yeah, you're like, I'm dipping the F out if this continues. Like,
if this continues, I'm not in for it.
Yeah, your heart can't handle it.
I can't do it. And I'm like, I will let you have some time to think about it. And after a couple days, we'll discuss it again. And we did. And he's like, you know, the thing I hated, though, is that I know he didn't mean to, but everything he said sounded so condescending, because he would be like, you're young, you know. You'll find out eventually. You'll find the guy for you. And I'm like, you're not making me feel better. You're making, like, if anything, you're making it sound like I don't have much experience. But between the two of us in the last, what, 10 years, who's had more breakups?
Well,
so I would.
You don't know anymore. Poly is a crazy world.
But at the time.
Poly is crazy.
Yes. So I accidentally, on purpose, got into a poly relationship.
Hey, at least you've had the experience, though. And like, I know what you want and what you don't want.
And I know for a fact that's not for me.
Yeah.
Especially,
do you still keep in contact with this guy at all? You obviously still stalk him because you know he's still with the chick. But
well, so I introduced him to some of my friends because through, like, nerdy stuff. And so there are occasions where, like, yeah, we hung out with so-and-so and his girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how I know. I don't stalk him. Like, it just has come up in conversation. I'm like, oh, whatever. After that happened, I'm the kind of person, like, when a breakup happens of any level, I need to completely cut you out of my life.
Yeah, you nix all that.
I nix it. Like, eventually, I think it'll be fine. Like, last time I saw him was at Comic-Con, obviously not this year, but last year. And I just kind of like, hey, what's up? I didn't stop to talk to him, but the previous years, I would just completely ignore him because he got butthurt.
So you got to the, hey, what's up, at least?
Yeah, like the head nod, like, hey, how's it going? Good.
If you, like, hear about him and his, like, girlfriend, like, does it, like, do you still, like, feel it? Like, in your gut or, like, in your heart.
If we're going to get down, like, real psychological therapy.
I feel it right now for you. And I don't even know these people.
Psychological, deep down, it kind of hits to, like, weird, not abandonment, but rejection issues that I've been working on for many years in therapy. So, like, whenever I hear about them, like, my immediate brain thought is, you are being rejected. So, like, I'll have that twinge in my gut. Where it's like, oh, you were rejected by this person. But then it's like, but I don't care about this person anymore. Like, I'm not in love with him. I'm very neutral. Like, I want good things to happen to him because at the end of the day, he's not a bad person.
Yeah. Well, and it's such a strange scenario.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys got in a huge fight or one of you guys cheated or like
exactly
any bad blood.
And that's what I have to explain to like my best friend. She's like, I hate the guy. I liked him so much when you guys were seeing each other. And then he had to do that. I'm like, what did he do?
Well, and for the record, you're the one that told him to go out and bang
exactly.
everyone.
That's what I tell everybody. I'm like, he's not the bad guy.
Do you ever wish you didn't tell him to do that?
No, because I feel like something like this, like we would have broken. It would have happened because
he would have became Polly eventually.
I think we met at the wrong, like, I don't want to say we met at the wrong time, but like we met relationshipy at the wrong time.
But
we are like
he may be poly forever.
He might.
And you're never going to be okay with that.
No. And I used to think I would be poly. Like I would probably entertain the idea and possibly do it. And now it's not something I really care for. Like I think it's awesome. Like my friend, I have a lot of friends who are poly and that's their world. And I think it's awesome that they make it work. But I know for a fact it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Which is great. You know that.
Yeah. And I'm glad I learned that. So I have to explain to people, I'm like, he's not the bad guy in this story. No one is. It just, I was sad for a while. I just didn't want to see him because it made me sad. And now I'm very indifferent to it. Like,
that's
he's still my
friend.
He's my friend on Facebook. I think I hid him. I didn't delete him. I hid him.
Yeah, so you don't see his stuff.
So I don't see his stuff. Because I knew that wasn't going to be good for my brain. But, like, he's still my friend on Facebook. But I don't
still
care.
Your friend. I don't see any of his crap, but he's still there.
I know. This took a lot. This went a lot longer than I meant to. Going from changing your underwear to bringing boys food or bringing guys food to work. I don't even know how we got into this conversation. Like just dudes in general, like girls marking their territories.
Yep.
And then it got into Vicky's weird relationship stories. I could write a book.
Oh, girl, you could.
I've actually thought about it.
You should, especially while your brain's still good and you're still like, you know the stories still, you know?
Cause I know there's somewhere I'm like, wait, when did this happen? What happened?
What was that person's name?
Oh. Yeah, I have their picture somewhere.
Creepy.
So I don't forget. I don't want to be that old person.
On like a voodoo doll, stabbing it over and over and over.
With their hair.
Exactly.
Ew, gross, Sarah.
What? Why not? At least I change my underwear every morning.
That was like the creepiest cackle, by the way.
It was so good, wasn't it?
So is it like, I feel like, I don't think it's necessarily gross either way. I don't know. I just don't want to do that much laundry. And
I will tell you, the laundry is a freaking bitch.
I hate doing laundry. Actually, I don't mind washing clothes.
Washing
I hate putting
and putting
it
away. I'm cool putting them in the dryer, but then that's where they'll stay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll put them in the washer and dryer. Somebody else fold them. Or if you help me, I'll be fine. Like, I just don't want to do it myself.
I know.
It's so boring.
I want a robot. A robot to do it. That would be so cool. I'm not really like high tech and like futuristic crap, but if there was a robot to do and fold and put away my laundry in the right spots, woo, I'd get that.
You'd invest it.
Hell yeah.
That's the one thing Sarah would spend her money on.
The one and only thing.
Sarah, you're wearing leggings from middle school. Don't care. Got my robot.
Okay, maybe they're high school, which is a long time ago, actually.
15 years ago?
No, only 10. 11. Wait, 10. And a half.
Okay.
You're the one that's 12.
Yeah. Well, like 15 when I was 15, I was a sophomore. That's why I keep saying 15 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking of like graduation, but you're right. I guess you're like 14 when you start, which also seems like hella young.
Right. Anywho, but so who's the weird one on the underwear thing or Vicky. Is neither of us? I think Sarah is the weird one. I think I'm not going to say it because I don't have to bleep it out.
Good. Shush.
I'll draw it out later.
Okay. Oh, great.
And then what do you guys think of this woman bringing her coworker who's married food?
Every day.
And is the wife not the a-hole? Is it reasonable that she's upset, especially after all the comments? Granted, it's
Or is she being the a-hole?
Yeah, maybe she's just kind of twisting the story so she looks a little better. I don't know. Is she just crazy? I don't know. And then, have you ever been in a poly relationship? How did that go?
If you are poly, please let us know all the juicy deets.
And, like, are guys really clueless? Like, would you notice when girls are, quote-unquote, marking their territory?
They would never notice. Never. I don't even think I would notice.
Oh, I notice. I read humans, guys. Male and women, like, male and female. Like, I read cues and what they do because...
I don't even know if guys know when they're marking their territory.
Oh, it's fairly obvious. I've noticed it.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, I've seen it in different ways. Like I've seen it one where the person like saw me, like we used to be friends and we almost hooked up once.
Yeah.
And so they saw me at a show or something. I'm like, dude, hey, how's it going? Because we were friends like in college and they had just gotten married. They had a kid and they immediately pull their wife like close, like, hey, I've seen a few people do that where I'm like, I'm not trying to hit on you.
Oh, do you think they do that too for their wife to feel more comfortable?
Yes, a little both. Like, hey, this is my wife. Hey, wife. Hey, see, wife, I'm holding you.
Yeah, that I could see that.
I've seen that, or when like another dude walks up to their girl and they immediately like
oh, I love when guys, mark your territory, babe.
I actually saw like a same guy, the poly guy. We were at a bar and I was talking to a dude. I'm like, hey, we went to high school together, ran into this person and we started BSing, like, how's it going? And he comes up out of nowhere, like goes and gets a drink, comes up and like gives me a kiss on the cheek and walks away.
What?
Like marking territory, guys do it too. And I love watching it, like whether I'm experiencing it or watching people, humans, anybody.
Damn, I wish I could go to a bar and I'll just like people watch.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm as clueless as dudes. I'm missing all this.
The ADD mind kicks in and I'm noticing everything.
Yeah, maybe I need to get me some ADD.
It's like that Lucy movie. Anywho, enjoy this hour-long podcast.
You guys are welcome.
Bye.
Bye.